Mark 1 and beginning of verse 40 on page 948. Page 948. A man with leprosy came to Jesus and begged him on his knees, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant, or the alternative translation is filled with compassion. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, the man went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. I very rarely take a cab in London. They are expensive, and also as soon as I get into a cab, and in what there is with me with cabs, we immediately find ourselves in a traffic jam. And so I sit there trying to feel positive as I see the meter going up and up and up, and we're making absolutely no progress at all. Usually, the cab driver is friendly, so we get into conversation, which takes my mind off the fact that I'm being slowly bankrupted as I sit there. And, you know, eventually we move and it's all very happy. On Monday, I got into a black cab, and I was running late for a meeting. I put too many things in my diary. I thought the only way I'm going to get from A to B is in a cab. So I got in, said where I wanted to go. We chatted away in a happy sort of way. He was a good egg. And then he suddenly said, "So what do you do?" I said, "I'm a vicar." He said, "You don't look like one." I said, "Well, you just have to see the holiness." And he said, "Oh, right." He said, "That's very interesting." He said, "I sometimes feel spiritual." I said, "Well, that is the most encouraging thing I've heard so far this morning." He said, "And you know, when I feel spiritual, I do feel different. And you know, I want to feel spiritual again, but I can't always feel spiritual when I want to. Do you think that someone else might be involved in me feeling spiritual?" I said, "You know, you've come to the right person for that." "Good," he said. "For the last 2 years, I thought, there must be something more to life than I'm experiencing at the moment." And we had the most amazing conversation. I felt a great freedom. I was unexpectedly honest. My normal, late middle-aged, inhibited self began to talk like some of you, openly, boldly, wonderfully, fluently, graciously, about the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, it sounds like I'm being very arrogant, doesn't it? Actually, I'm making a compliment to you while applying it to myself. But it was a really fantastic conversation. And I didn't want to finish it when I got out of the cab. I was actually quite pleased because it's 20 quid. And, do you know, it was one of those things. I thought, Lord Jesus, as I went into the door of the place I was going to, I thought, I'm not all that hopeless, am I, at this? So I was feeling really positive yesterday evening when I went to say, no, Tuesday evening, I went to say grace at somewhere else in the city at a dinner. And as I came back from where I was saying grace, I saw who I was going to sit next to. My heart sank. I mean, it sounds so awful, doesn't it? But it did. And anyway, we sat down. I said, "Great to see you." And he said, "Yes." He said, "Good to see you." And he said, "Do you know, Jeremy?" He said, "I've been watching you now for 17 years while you've been chaplain to this particular group." I said, "Oh, good." I said, "Has it been an encouraging experience?" He said, "Mixed, actually, if I'm honest." I said, "Well, that's truthful." He said, "And I just wondered now whether I knew you well enough to say, how would you react if I told you I was an agnostic?" I said, "I'd see it as one of the biggest possible challenges I could receive this evening." Of course, immediately those near us on the table stopped talking and thought, "Ooh, we'll listen into this. It could be much better than anything we could do." And you know, by the grace of God, by the And it's amazing. The Holy Spirit gave me the energy and the insight and the courage, actually, to talk to him about Jesus Christ. We all want to do that. We know the difference he's made in each of our lives. We look at people and think, I would love you to experience Jesus as I've experienced him. It's really odd, therefore, to look at the first part of verse 44, isn't it? Jesus has healed this leper, and the chap's overexcited, as you could imagine, if you've been healed of leprosy. And all that Jesus did is say, you can't tell anyone about it. Just go and sort out and tick all the boxes. Don't say a word to anyone. You think, Lord, what are you doing here? Of course, leprosy was a highly contagious disease. All Jesus' contemporaries would have been terrified of catching it. Lepers had to live together out of centers of population. Relatives would leave food and other necessities on the road near the leper colony. And given all that, Jesus clearly wanted this man to go through the official process to ensure that he received a clean bill of health. It would ensure he'd get on with living a normal life, enjoy a long-term future. He'd be able to have a family, hold down a job, go to synagogue, pray there. We see in this not only the generosity of Jesus, but his immense practicality. He knew how important it was to make sure that this man was fully reintegrated in society and in life and in family and job. And today, as he's called you and me to be his partners in the square mile, he's thrilled to be working with us. But he knows as well that we have to be practical. We need a job. We need to do it well. He understands the importance of colleagues feeling we add value, that they can depend on us. If we're going to talk about our faith, we need people's respect. The leper's irresistible openness about Jesus Christ came because Jesus had answered his prayer and he was amazed. And Jesus at the same time said, we need to be practical. And today he looks at you and me and says, I want to answer some of your prayers. I want to amaze you afresh. I want you to be bubbling over with excitement. But I also want you to be absolutely certain that when you go back to work, you're the people whom your colleagues look at and say, I'd listen to him or to her. They're credible.